Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jared McCann. Jared, good morning. How is everything?
Good. How's it going with you guys?
We are great. All right. Wednesday night, it gets going on the island against the Islanders. Your first foray into the playoffs. Tell me what you think about you. You go out there for a pregame skate. You go out there right when it's about to start. Stanley Cup playoffs painted on the ice. Do you feel like it'll have, because it's your first chance into this, it'll have a different buzz in the air and it'll feel different, or will it just be another hockey game?
No, I definitely feel like it's going to be a different atmosphere for sure. I think they're in the Coliseum, and obviously it's a loud barn, and this is my first time in the playoffs, so you know I'm excited for it, but I do get a lot of jitters.
Can you use any of your World Juniors or international, like the Hlinka tournament, that kind of big stage experience to kind of prime you for this, or is this just a whole new animal?
I think this is just a whole new animal. You know, going off of what the guys said in the dressing room and stuff like that. You know, I think it's a different type of game, and you know, it's obviously faster, and we got to be ready for it.
Fan Morning Show presented by Matt Mertz Plumbing. Talk to Jared McCann right now here on the Fan Morning Show. Okay, so you said you have to be ready for it. It's a different kind of game, and it always is a different kind of game playing against this Barry Trotz team with the Islanders. Are you going to play a chip and chase, or are you guys going to try to skate through it, get through it, and utilize your speed? Or what is the what's the key to unlock what they do at the blue line?
Well, obviously, yeah, they have a great team and have done really well this year. But you know, we're not going to try to get away from what we've done all year since I've been here or anything like that. So, you know, I feel like we just got to keep it simple and you know, we're going to have to learn from, you know, how they play us and, you know, just try to beat them.
Jared, I talked to Jack Johnson a couple weeks ago, and he said February 23rd, which is the day of the Stadium Series game, where you guys lost Chris Letang and Brian Dumoulin at the same instant, pretty much, was a turning point he felt like for him. What, understanding you went through a lot of transition in the middle of this year, when does it feel like this team really started to find themselves and hone in on the kind of game Mike Sullivan wants you to play?
Well, I feel like it was about three or four games me and Nick got here. We started to kind of gel with everybody and learn the systems and everything like that. And you know, we came in here and you know, there was a bunch of injuries that happened. We couldn't really play as a full unit. But you know, now we're healthy and we got most of our guys back right now. Obviously, still some out, but you know, we're getting to 100% here. And you know, we're a dangerous team, I feel like, when we have everybody back.
Are there still times, look, you're an NHL guy. You've accomplished unbelievable things in hockey already. But are there still times where you say, I'm 22 years old, I'm out there, and my gosh, 87's on my line, and just keep my stick on the ice, get to the net, do something, find some space, and he's going to get it to me? I mean, are there times where you just sort of pinch yourself still?
Yeah, no, definitely. There's been a lot of times like that since I've been on that line. And, you know, he's a great guy, and, you know, it's been – he's made my job a lot easier, I'll tell you that. And it's, you know, I'm just trying to help both him and Jake as much as I possibly can.
Well, practically, what does it do to your game, Jared? Do you feel like you play a couple feet taller when you're out on the ice with skilled players like Gensel and Sid?
Yeah, you know, it definitely gives you a level of confidence, right? You know, that they're going to make that extra play and they're going to, you know, whether it's, you know, defensively or offensively, they always make the right play. And, you know, I'm just trying to help them out.
And speaking of helping guys out, and this has happened probably since about the time that you got here, but maybe even more pointed, probably the last 3 weeks or a month, the play of Matt Murray. You can't really ever tell when you look at Matt Murray if he's up three goals, if he's down three goals, if he just let in a howler, if he's just made a great save. Is that the way you look at Murray as a teammate and his even keel attitude and the way he carries himself?
Yeah. No, I feel like he gives the team the confidence. You know, I played with him in junior. You know, he was like that there. He was a guy we relied on a lot there. And, you know, he came through with us the big time. And, you know, I feel like, you know, the types of saves he makes, you know, in key situations. And, you know, obviously there was that save in Detroit there where he just reached back and, you know, obviously the puck crossed the goal line, but, you know, it was just shows, you know, I've had the privilege of playing with a lot of good goalies in this league, and you know he's definitely up there.
Now, when you came over on February 1st, naturally you came over with Nick Bjugstad, who you mentioned earlier. But is there a little bit more of a instant comfort level walking into a room and seeing a guy you've known since juniors?
Yeah, definitely. You know, me and Nick both coming here. This was his first trade. This was my second, and you know, I kind of had an understanding of you know what the situation was and you know how it was going to play out. And you know, I feel like we both came in here and showed the team that we can play.
What is practice like at this time of year, and how much more is installed, or how much do you already know? And that Mike Sullivan just says, "Go do what we already know. We're not putting anything new in."
To be honest with you, this is going to be my first postseason practice, so I know I don't really know too much about it. But you know, we're just going to take it one day at a time here. You know, learn, kind of focus on their systems, and try to just kind of pick them apart, I guess.
What's been the biggest change for you coming over from Florida, just between the organizations and I guess the structure of them from top to bottom?
Well, I had 3 great years in Florida. You know, they're a good organization. They have an awesome owner. And, you know, I know they're heading the right way. And, you know, coming here, you walk into the room and it's, you know, they got photos of everybody on the walls, right? Like not just a couple guys, they got everybody up there. And it comes to show that, you know, like, this is just, you know, this is a team that, you know, focused on that team mentality, right? And I feel like, you know, everybody's so welcome here, you know, no matter what, if you're the first line guy or fourth line guy, or, you know, extra D man. So, you know, I feel like I've just been so welcomed here, both me and Nick, and, you know, we're grateful for the opportunity.
Yeah, like Mario's a real guy. He walks around in everything. It's crazy.
Yeah, no, I know. It's crazy. I ran into him one day. I had to look back, and I was like, is that Mario? It's pretty crazy.
Jared McCann joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. What's it like to play with Letang and with Schultz at times and knowing where they're going to be and understanding their ability to help out and to join the rush and just to have defensemen like that can really skate and really go?
Yeah, two guys who can really jump up in the play, and you know they can obviously move really well, and they have that offensive instinct that you know can really help a forward out if you know we're caught in the yellow zone. So you know they're two guys who are you know just gonna have a great postseason here, and we're excited for it.
Is there a temptation at all, Jared, when you look at all the skills surrounding you, whether it be when you're skating with Sidney Crosby and Jake Gensler, when you look back at those guys on the blue line you just mentioned, is there a temptation to open things up even when you know perhaps responsible hockey is the better part of what you want to do?
Yeah, sometimes. You know, obviously, you're trying to make plays, right? So, you know, whether it's you know late in the game or something like that, you know, you're gonna have to obviously change your mindset and you know focus on just playing defensive hockey.
What's it like to, and forget about the time when you're playing, forget about practice and forget about games. What's it like to be on a team with Phil Kessel? And is the guy as much of a jokester as people will let on?
He's awesome. You know, I sit beside him in the room and, you know, people, you know, I had a kind of a good understanding of the guy he was when I got here or when I was, you know, playing against him and stuff. And, you know, I always knew he was a great guy. And, you know, just getting to know him more personally, he's just, you know, he's awesome. You know, he's been really welcoming to me and Nick since we both got here. So, you know, it's just been awesome.
You mentioned how great they were to you in Florida, Jared, but why do you think it didn't quite work out there?
I'm not sure, to be honest with you. You know, I didn't really get an answer for myself. You know, it's in the past. You know, I have nothing but respect for the organization and the people there. And, you know, I know they're gonna have a good future here.
Well, let's get to something. You have Mike Sullivan, but you also have Jacques Martin, and you also have Mark Recchi, and you have Gonchar. This coaching staff that's assembled here, it feels like the Penguins have 3 or 4 guys that can be head coaches. How much has the staff helped you fold into being a Penguin since you've been here?
Well, it's been great. You know, obviously, I've made mistakes and stuff like that defensively and with the systems, but, you know, they've been really patient with me, and you know, Sully's given me every opportunity to be on the ice late in games, and you know that's the type of player I want to be. I just want to, you know, be out there in key situations and try to help the team as much as I can.
Have you tried to perhaps insulate yourself a little bit from what's going on outside of the team, or do you recognize that you've quickly, in just the course of a little over 2 months, become somewhat of a fan favorite that people look to now and expect, quite honestly. They expect big plays from Jared McCann. They expect you to come in, and when you pull off a spinorama like you did in Dallas, it's phenomenal, but they're also at this point not necessarily surprised because they've seen what you can do.
Yeah, well, I put a lot of, you know, expectations on myself. You know, I hold myself to high standards, and, I've been nothing but welcomed by the fans here, which is awesome. You know, I'm really thankful for it. It's been great, and I'm just trying not to let anybody down.
All right, last thing for you, a couple things actually. One, and we're going to go totally off the rails. First of all, you better be ready because it's about to get bonkers in this town. You stop and get gas or whatever. Like, now's the time of year where people, it's going to be like it's rock star stuff, right? Starting right now in the spring with the playoffs. So don't even try to get out of your car in Cranberry on your way to the rink or whatever. It's going to be nuts. Second of all, you're from Stratford, right?
I am, yeah.
Now, that's Justin Bieber's hometown, is it not?
It is, yeah.
The age difference is only like a couple years. Have you had any run-ins with this fella?
I haven't, no. We kind of have mutual friends growing up and stuff like that back in Stratford, but we've never met, no.
No! Is he as big as is he as big in Stratford as anybody in history, I guess, in Stratford?
Yeah, he's a superstar there. Obviously, all the girls love him, and like I said, I've never met him or anything like that. I don't really know what type of person he is, but I've heard some great things about him with what he's done in Stratford.
When you win the cup this year, will you invite Bieber to your cup party? Do that.
Maybe. I don't know if he'll show up, but I'll definitely send him the invite.
There you go. Make it happen, Jared McCann. Jared, we thank you so very much. We appreciate it. Good luck, and go get him starting Wednesday night.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thanks,
all
Jared.
Right, great, great stuff.
Good kid. Good kid.
Yes.
He's only 22.
That's crazy.
He's only 22.
It's crazy. We always say, like, who's the guy they're going to call up from Wilkes that's a young guy? Well, if they called McCann up, if he was a Penguins product, uh-huh, and he was from Wilkes and did the exact same stuff, you'd be like, well, there's your young answer.
Yes.
But and because he came from outside the organization, you don't count that as Rust or what Connor Sherry did or Gensel, you know?
Right. You watch what he did over the course of the last 2 months of the regular season. He's the reason offensively they were able to survive disappearing acts by Phil Kessel and Patrick Hornquist for long periods of time. He was able to insulate them against that. And the fact that he's able to walk onto a line with Crosby and Gensel and fit right in, it says a lot about the kid's talent.
It really does. And the staff's talent to just be able to identify him and just have confidence to put him there.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.